You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. 20 till 11 a.m. here on this Wednesday, November 8th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Jamie Cassavant and Margie Keller. Ladies, how are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And we are, it is Veterans Week, and we're talking about Veterans Day today. A couple of things going on Veterans Day specifically, but let's get into the history of Veterans Day.
Okay. I'd like to share this with you. Veterans Day is a federal holiday in the United States, observed annually on November 11th to honor and celebrate the service of all of our U.S. military veterans. World War I formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. That was when the armistice with Germany went into effect. At the urging of our U.S. veterans U.S. veteran organizations such as the VFW, the American Legion, the DAV, Armistice Day was renamed Veterans Day in 1954. This is a day just to thank our veterans and their families, because families serve right alongside of their veterans. And it's important that we remember the sacrifices that they've made. And one question that we get every once in a while is, why was the 11th chosen? And this particular date was recognized as the armistice of 11 November 2018. That's the formal agreement. So that was the day that the formal agreement was was signed by Germany and the armed forces.
It's a great history and a great way to honor the veterans on the 11th day of November. Great history there, as there's going to be a lot of great things going on in the present day here. Margie, you have a lot of information on that.
I do. First of all, I want to mention that this event will be held at the Golden Link, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with that. It's our senior citizen center downtown, and it is hosted by the Crookston Veterans Council. And for some of you who might not know, it consists of the American Legion and Auxiliary, the DAV and its auxiliary, the VFW and its auxiliary, and the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon of Crookston program are all participating in the annual laying of the wreath ceremony, and it'll be at 11 o'clock on Saturday. The Veterans Council Auxiliary will be serving a meatball dinner immediately following the ceremony, and we will no longer have a supper in the evening as we have in the past, because it's on a weekend. The Golden Link kindly gives us the use of their facility for the program, and we appreciate that very much. They also received a grant to help us prepare the meal for our veterans, and we will allow one guest as well as widows and widowers of our veterans. If our veterans have not signed up for lunch yet at the link, you must do so by tomorrow. And the number is 218-281-3072. And then I would just like to clarify something. In speaking with the Golden Link this morning, veterans can still sign up, but be sure to mention that it's for the Veterans Day meal. There was some confusion. They're serving a Thanksgiving meal tomorrow night, and that is full, I believe, for reservations. So there is no longer an opening for that, but we do have some for Saturday. So please take the time to register. We also want to thank George French and his group for the music, KROX, and the Crookston United Way for all their help in making this ceremony possible.
Yeah, and I think that's really worth mentioning that with that confusion, you make sure that you are telling the Golden Link that is for the Veterans Day meal, because that deadline is on Thursday, which is the same day as that Thanksgiving meal. So I think that's worth repeating a couple of times, because there has been a little confusion, as you mentioned.
Yes, it has. So.
So that's going to be taking place there, and there's a meatball meal going on, and the wreath ceremony too, and it sounds like it's going to be another wonderful event.
Yes, it is, and we do get good participation, so we appreciate that as well.
And there are still openings available too for this?
Yes, we have opening, like people can just come and be seated for the program, and then once the program is over, we go on to serve the dinner, and like I mentioned earlier, it's a meal for the veterans, and they can bring one guest as well, and then any widows or widowers of veterans are welcome as well.
So that's going to be taking place at the Golden Link on Saturday. And then there's also some other events going on, mm-hmm. like the UMC Veterans Day program.
Yes, UMC will be presenting a Veterans Day program on Thursday, November 9th. They're doing a social at 6 o'clock at the Kiel Rotunda. And then a program and concert will be in the auditorium at Kiel beginning at 7 o'clock. Music will be provided by the University of Minnesota Crookston Choir and their jazz band. And some of the events that are going to be happening, they're going to be doing a color guard ceremony. There'll be a presentation by a White Earth Tribal Nations military veteran. The Honor Flight Program representative will be there. And the POW-MIA Remembrance Table Ceremony will be done.
Have both of these events been going on for quite some time, or are these newer events?
I think the UMC one, I don't know that they've done this particular thing. They have done other things in the past of setting up the Missing Man Table or the Military Kids Table in the school. But not, I don't know that I'm aware of having the orchestra playing on during Veterans Week.
Yeah. I'm thinking they did something similar maybe last year, but otherwise they had other events.
Okay.
So, but as far as the other ceremony, that's been going on forever, but it used to be, for instance, out at the memorial site. And so it used to be outside, which I remember how cold it was. So this is a nice in the warmth.
Yes.
So it's nice.
Just another reason to come out so that you can get out of the cold. And that's for both of these events. You're inside, you're in the warmth.
Yep.
And it's really unique, this UMC Veterans Day program with the concert that's going to be played.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be really good from the UMC choir and jazz band. So some great music going on that evening and some wonderful ceremonies for that. And also, Margie, there's the Cathedral Elementary program.
Yes, it is. And that'll be held on Friday at 9 o'clock, and it's at the gymnasium at the school. It's free and open to everyone. They have a speaker coming in. They have a speaker apparently had been arranged for, has gotten ill, and they're looking for a replacement, but I believe it's a fourth and fifth grade choir is singing as well. So make sure you take some time to just stop out and get to listen to our great program.
How important is it to educate the youth?
Oh, so important. It's wonderful. I just attended. They had a program last week called All Saints Program, and it was, I just couldn't believe that the children there, the students, how well they do with those kind of programs. So.
And I'm sure they'll respond well to this, as it's really important to, you know, educate the youth on the veterans and understanding what's happening and why do we celebrate the veterans and what they have done, and kind of give them a glimpse into what the veterans have done for us and for them. And I think it's really important that you're able to speak to the kids about that.
Last year, I remember they had two brothers, I guess, came and spoke, and they were brothers actually of the principal, but they also have young children at the school, and so the kids could really tie into what was happening. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe all the questions they had. Unbelievable.
Yeah, kids, they're very inquisitive, and so they're just very curious, and it's interesting what they can come up with, too, because they can usually come up with some pretty interesting questions, but they end up providing such wonderful answers, because it usually will catch someone off guard, or they'll think, oh, I never really thought of it that way.
Yes, that's for sure.
And then Operation Greenlight, that's been going on all week.
Yes. We are working with the Veterans Service Office, and it's the three Crookston Veterans Council auxiliaries. So it would be the VFW Auxiliary, American Legion Auxiliary, and DAV Auxiliary. We've purchased a limited number of light bulbs that are green. We had to cut back on the ones that we were getting because of the expense, because they all have to be LED lights now. So, but the bulbs are available at the Golden Link. There is a basket there. We just ask that you please only take one so that more people are able to have one, because we did buy a limited amount. The Polk County Veterans Service Office also has a limited number of green light bulbs that we've taken up there, and they're handing them out to veterans. So if a veteran would like a light bulb, they're more than welcome to go up there during their operating hours and pick up a light bulb. We'd like to see as much green in town as we can. We've decorated the window at the Golden Link. It's in green lights. And it would be great to see a lot of green in town this week. So,
We spoke with Kurt Ellefson earlier this week, and he was talking about how last year he was driving around and seeing all the green lights, and it's really touching for him as a veteran to see all the green lights out there and all the support. And of course, you don't just have to have your green light for this week only. You can just keep it up there all year round and support the veterans all year.
We do see some.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, there's some in town.
Yeah. So if you are able to pick up a green light, just keep it up all year. It's a great way to honor the veterans. And as I said, not just Kurt, but other veterans have talked about how meaningful it is. Even though it might seem like a small thing for us to do, it really goes a long way seeing that support.
Just saying thank you is something that makes both parties feel very good.
Yeah, I was when in our conversation we were talking about how you know, you'll see the veteran in their military gear, and it's an easy reminder for you to go up there and say thank you. But when they're not in their military gear, it might slip your mind a little bit. And so that's just a great way to show the support, because, you know, obviously they're not wearing their military gear all the time, or maybe they are a veteran. And so obviously they've moved on to another career and different path in life. So it's a great way for people to honor the veterans still. And, you know, even that's another great way to say thank you, like you said.
Yes, it is.
So we are here with Jamie Cassavant and Margie Keller talking about Veterans Day that's coming up on Saturday. A couple different events going on. So let's recap everything that's going to be going on, because there's been a little confusion too with some of our events. So let's go over the 11-11-11 ceremony and meatball meal that's going on at the Golden Link on Saturday.
Okay. Again, just a reminder that it's at 11 o'clock at the program, and the meal will follow. And any veteran and a guest, or widows and widowers of veterans, are welcome to attend the lunch. Just make sure that you register by this Thursday, the 9th, at the link, and mention that it's for the Veterans Day meal and not the Thanksgiving dinner, as there was some confusion being told that they possibly didn't have any openings because that meal is being held on Thursday. Also, I wanted to mention maybe that, do you want to give Jamie's contact information in event that someone has a question regarding this event or any of the other events?
Yeah, absolutely.
My cell phone is 218-289-0865.
And so if you have any questions, you can contact Jamie there. And again, if you're calling in for the Golden Link and trying to make a reservation, just clarify that it is for the Veterans Day meal that's taking place on Saturday. The deadline is tomorrow, so make sure that you get that done. And there's going to be a couple of really great events going on there throughout the day, and it should be a really another touching ceremony that they put on. And then for UMC, the Veterans Day program, that's going to be taking place on Thursday, too. So Thursday's a very busy day.
It's a very busy day.
And just a reminder of what's going on there.
Okay, they're doing a Veterans Day program at UMC at Kiel. And they'll be doing a social in the rotunda beforehand. So that's at 6 o'clock. Program is at 7. And they're going to have the UMC choir and jazz band playing, plus several other events. The Color Guard will be there. A veteran will be speaking. And the Honor Flight Program representative will also, and will be doing the POW MIA Remembrance Table Ceremony. And it's free.
Yes.
It is my understanding that it's free to the public. So,
So that's a free event going on Thursday. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. Operation Greenlight, we just talked about that going on. Then there's the Cathedral Elementary program as well, and that's going to be taking place.
Okay. And yes, and that is at 9 o'clock on Friday. It's at the Cathedral Gym, and it's open to the public, and there's no charge.
Well, Jamie and Margie, is there anything else you'd like to touch on today's Valley Talk?
I don't think so. Just like to thank the community for their support of our veterans and their families, and we want to wish our veterans a great celebration of Veterans Day and what they've done for us.
Yes, of course. Thank you to our veterans, and thank you, Jamie and Margie, for coming on today's Valley Talk program. So that was our Valley Talk program with Jamie Cassavant and Margie Keller, and now we are going to hear from the Minnesota News Network.